ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Tadatus. We're back. Episode, what's this, 22, Nick?
22. 20 dose for the Spanish speakers.
We brought some friends.
We do have a lot of friends. Tonight's episode of Tadatus, taking a dump and thinking about shit, is brought to you from my garage because technical difficulties at the worldwide Tadatus headquarters have us on location elsewhere.
Yeah. We're, this is, it does feel a little weird. Does it sound weird? Does it sound weird to you?
I think we're okay. Well, but we have, not only do we have a guest via Skype, we also have,
an audience.
My normal stable neighbors here all the time hanging out.
This is like a live performance, Nick. This is like we have an audience of two. Woo! See?
See, there you go. And then we have via Skype.
This is the best show yet.
Via Skype, we have the one and only George Garcia. Jorge, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, guys?
That was really exciting, George. Thanks for bringing the thunder. Appreciate that, man.
Thanks for being here with some energy.
We should probably tell him that. Hey, George, you know, you're here for the energy. Bring the thunder. What are you drinking, George? Let's do that.
You have to realize by this time I'm in bed, guys.
Oh, I know, because you're old.
Yeah.
Earlier you said
5:40, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Earlier you were texting. You said, hey, I'm going to hop in the shower, and I almost text you back. Like, George, take slow steps, man. I worry about you to hop in places because you're so old.
Well, no hopping.
Yeah.
Just stepping in. What am I drinking? I'm drinking some Ultras.
Some Michelob Ultra.
Keep it nice and simple.
Is that what you drink pretty much all the time, George? Is that like your diet beer? What happened to the Bud Lights?
That is my diet beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's been drinking that diet. He's been drinking that diet beer for years now. He did used to be Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still do. Give me a couple of these and I'll drink whatever.
Okay, so you start with the Ultra and then you move into the heavy stuff, the Bud Light, the heavy.
That's right.
Heavy stuff.
Stuff that'll weigh you down.
Yeah. Well, All right, so Nick and I are doing it proper. Like, we got, what is this, Weller Special Reserve.
Weller Special Reserve.
Yeah, I picked this up today. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so far, this is pretty tasty. This is, Josh was telling me an entire story and lifeline of not just whiskey and bourbon, but Weller and the production
facility. What I told you.
Well, you told me the various flavors, if you will, that they all make from the Weller.
Well, what I thought was interesting was, let me see here. Was it Weller? Was it the same recipe as Pappy? I forget now.
It's Weller and Pappy.
They were telling me that the recipe that goes into the bourbon is exactly the same. It gets all the flavor characteristics from how and where they age it. So the longer, obviously, it's more in contact with the barrel, obviously, you're going to get more flavor imparted on the juice. But, I think it was Weller. So Weller and Pappy. Pappy, you've heard of Pappy Van Winkle, right, George? It's like super exclusive, like bourbon. They only make a certain amount. Nope.
I don't know.
Anyways, people.
Is it artificially aged?
Something like that. That was the.
You like that? Yeah, see, George is listening.
You see
that was
huh?
Basil Hayden's, wasn't it? That you said it was artificially aged because it has that.
It's had,
anyways, yeah, though, the only difference is where they have like a special spot. It's like the sweet spot in the warehouse is where they've aged the Pappy Van Winkle, right? Everything else goes in other spots, and so. You know, they got the different tiers. Pappy Van Winkle's like the highest end, and so that goes in the sweet spot. And then there's another spot, I guess that's for the middle stuff. And then they got the low end stuff, and that just kind of sits on top, I guess.
Fair enough.
So, anyways, that's really the only difference is how and where and whatever they
where different. In the warehouse, absolutely,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
So last week was 314. It was Pi Day. Today is March 22nd, right?
First,
21st.
Yeah.
Did we make an entire exactly a week? Well, today is the
21st.
The start of the NCAA tournament, which we were talking about briefly. I didn't do a bracket this year, mostly because I forgot. And George, you said you did not do a bracket, and Josh.
Yeah,
Josh,
I did.
What do you
and
have?
I
four number ones or something?
Almost. Well, listen, I watch.
Looks like that.
I guarantee I watch the last college.
It seems like there's already a couple of upsets, huh?
I was looking at the scores earlier.
Marquette
yeah, there was a number five loss.
Marquette, maybe?
Marquette.
Yeah.
Marquette lost to Murray State.
Yeah, see? Stupid tournament. It's a lot of fun, though.
And then Florida beat Nevada, so a 10-7.
Oh, that's what I flipped on earlier. Florida was up 10, yeah. So they ended up hanging on. Good deal.
Let me ask you this. So neither one of you guys filled out the bracket. Do you typically fill out the bracket?
Yes.
Every year? Do y'all do Larson's pool?
I normally do.
Yeah.
And
do you do a work one, George? You have a work?
He's going to fuss at me for not doing that.
No. We do a lot of stuff with football. There's not a lot of people around. Because most of the universities that we go to, they're not going to be in this.
Oh, yeah.
It's Texas. It's A&M.
Yeah.
Texas gets there here and there, right? But most of these guys, most of the nerds we have at work anyway, they don't really follow sports. Some of them don't even know anything about their college football teams.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they definitely don't know about the college basketball.
You know, there's a lot of young people that don't know much about sports either, I find. Like, they don't watch TV like we do. You know what I mean? They're just not into, they're not into, like,
yeah, right,
Sunday afternoon. They're not watching football. They're not, you know what I mean? It's a different culture. I filled out a bracket, but I don't watch any college basketball all year long. I mean, zero. I just guess.
This
like everybody
TV
else.
Has been on more college basketball in the today. Last 45 minutes while we were setting 45. Everything up than
so what is that?
Ever.
Is it because, George, for you, because the college you went to isn't really good in basketball, so who cares? They were good a couple years ago, weren't they? Didn't they fire the coaches?
Yeah.
Texas A&M, that's what we're talking about, right?
I'm trying to think of the guy. Oh, my God. It's not A. Tank. It started with an A. A.C. What was his name? A.C. Law? Is that what his name?
Oh yeah, AC Law. He was a point guard. Like he had like AC Law the fourth
AC
or
Law.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah,
so I think
AC
so.
Law was years back. That was about the only time I ever watched A&M college basketball.
Yeah, they weren't good.
It was like they were doing well, and it was like wow, okay. But other than that, since they haven't been relevant, you just kind of like okay, it's another one of those sports like you know, softball or something. So,
just like softball, basketball.
Well, it's just one of these sports. If it's not football, if it's not college football for the Aggies. You're not watching.
Yeah. Well, the baseball team's pretty good, aren't they?
Well, how long has DeAndre Jordan been in the league? Because that's the last time I think A&M did anything in the
NCAA
tournament.
Oh, he was
tournament.
Way after AC Law then, yeah?
Yeah. DeAndre Jordan took Texas A&M, I think, to the Sweet 16 the year that he was at A&M.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
DeAndre Jordan was a
yeah,
star,
I know. I remember him being good. I just don't remember how far A&M. I don't, yeah, who was the coach back then?
No clue. You're out. Yeah, I couldn't tell you that.
I got nothing.
Rob had a question about the tournament on the brackets, and it's, yes, you pick – each round, there's the 64 teams, and you're picking winners all the way through.
So I can win a lot, or I only win once?
Oh, no, you only win once. What happens with the tournament brackets, when you always talk about when they say somebody's bracket got busted, so if somebody like me who doesn't, I mean, I just randomly pick, you've got upsets, and upset happened today, like I said, 12-5. Unless you happen to pick that, you had the five advancing. Well, technically, your part of your bracket's already busted. But what happens when it's really broken, when it's really a busted bracket, is one of your final four teams or your championship team gets knocked out early. Several years back, every year I've picked the fucking Kansas Jayhawks to win, they get knocked out in like the Sweet 16 or the Elite, the 32.
You
so
don't learn your lesson? You don't learn your lesson?
I picked them twice, and both times they lost, so yeah. No more.
He depends on it. And didn't fill out a bracket.
Huh? Yeah. That's funny.
So moving on, that's the tournament, right? So
I mean, that's really. There's, I mean, yeah, we can talk about it, but I mean,
I don't. I got.
I don't know anything about college basketball.
I don't watch enough.
I
college.
Just guessed.
I mean, Zion I Williams guessed. From Duke.
I literally could have turned monster. That. I could have turned in a bracket that was all top seeds at one. Like,
sure.
Just chalk.
And it's just as good of a guess as anybody else's.
Yeah. Know? Right. I mean, somebody picked those guys to be in those rankings. I guess. I don't know. Do you think that we don't care about it? I don't know. What do you think? It's is it just that colleges we care for, more football? Is it the area we live in? Because we like the Rockets, right? It's not necessarily an anti-basketball thing.
It's definitely not anti-basketball.
I've never really been into college basketball.
No.
I think part of it's the schools, but I think part of it, too, is that everybody knows they're one. The big boys are one and done, right? So it's
you mean the players?
You're following the school. Yeah, you're following the school.
Well, isn't there something
players.
More endearing?
Aren't there.
Isn't there something more endearing about not your program not being predicated on one superstar player? And maybe, you know what I mean? Like, you think it, like, look at Kentucky, right? He is the king of one and done, but yet they're in it every single year, right? Won a national championship a couple years
right.
ago.
Right. Yeah, well, yes.
Duke,
no, right.
what about Duke? Yeah. I mean,
or
you get
what,
the root
we're
for Duke.
Not Alabama,
he's always.
Right? But if you look okay. at college football, right, you'd like to see those players progress, right? When they were a sophomore, look, oh, I can't wait to see what they're going to see do as a junior or a senior. Sometimes they're not a senior, right? But you'd like to see those players progress and the team progress. You
know,
when you get a new coach and they're bringing in these new recruits and the new freshmen and stuff. With college basketball, it's like, well, they're going to last. The big schools, right? They're going to last, and then they're gone.
Yeah, but wouldn't you trade
so
all that for
following?
Wouldn't you trade that all for a deep tournament run, maybe a championship if you're like one of the big schools? I mean, come on. I mean,
oh,
look
yeah,
at
yeah,
Kentucky.
Yeah.
What I mean, Kentucky, right? Calipari, that's his name.
Calipari always
yeah.
has the guys.
They're all one and done, right? He's had a plethora of them, and he doesn't care. It's like, look, come play with me for 1 year, and we'll try to win a national championship. How cool would that be in your 1 year of college? I'm sure that's how he pitches it.
Oh, sure.
But I mean, you know, again, if I'm a fan of a college, I don't care if you play 1 year as long as you take my team deep in the tournament, maybe winning a championship every 3 or 4 years.
See, and I think my college fandom is probably more predicated on the football team versus the college basketball team, just in the same manner that there are, you know, 100 bazillion D1 schools playing in the tournament. I mean, you still got 64 to get in, but there's so many college basketball teams that potentially could be in this. And I mean, who knows? I don't follow the 16s when you, and you know, you have the new where it's not 64 teams. The tournament officially started yesterday with four play-in games. You had two teams playing in on each side for a 16 seed. And then you had two teams playing in for an 11 seed, which I thought was weird. Yeah.
Oh, that's the play-in?
So you have 68 teams that make it initially to get down to 64?
I thought they all played in for a 16. They basically, the four number 16 rankings or whatever that word is.
It was a toss-up, sure.
That basically you had a play-in game to see if you got to get your butt kicked by the number one seed. That was
what I'd heard forever and knew that forever. But this morning when I was listening to Matt Thomas was talking about there was a play-in game going on yesterday for the 11 seed. There was two 11 seeds playing in.
That's really strange.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, I'll take his word for it because, again, I didn't watch it.
I wonder if that's just really – but, I mean, I think the idea behind having those play-in games was just to get a couple more games. Like, you know, because there was like – remember there was like a 64 and 65? Game
right
where it was like the last team that got in, you had to play to get in, kind of deal, like a, I don't know, like a last sudden death.
Well, I mean, and that's the draw, the only draw for and me to last the tournament year, is that it's sudden death, one and done, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like sudden death, like you don't even get, you have to play to get into the tournament, and then you get to go get your butt kicked by number one, I guess.
Yeah, well, that, and then the other problem is, so it's not just the NCAA tournament, they also have the NIT, which, you know, lovingly called invited tournament.
If you can't get me to pay attention to March Madness, you can't get me to play the B team. I mean,
no,
the,
and that tournament was on last night, and I just had to flip to anything else.
Come on.
It's I can't keep up with the 64 that made the big show. I'm definitely not. I think it's another full 64.
Like, oh
also,
my goodness.
I think it's
65 through 130.
It's a full on tournament there too.
But at the same
that's
time,
like Josh, only
going back to what you guys were talking about the last couple of sessions, right? Is you guys like to talk about the players that are getting there and doing things, and to me, that's the other thing with college basketball, because they're one and done. The big schools, right? Is all you're talking about is the school. You're not talking about the players. You're not watching that progress. It's sounding like, eh. All they're going to do is replenish it again, and I'm going to have to learn new names. And
ugh, George, you have to work to be a fan. That's the worst.
True.
I think that, you know, my overall opinion on college sports is completely crazy. I say tear it all the way down and take college and sports away from each other. But, you know, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Well, tear it down and do what?
He wants to pay college players, which I'm not opposed to.
No, oh, yeah, that too. No, I'm talking about that. Something completely different. No, I just don't think – I don't think – I think it's a – it's like college football. Those kids aren't like students. You know what I mean?
They haven't been students even in high school.
That's my
point.
Like there could be an amateur league that deals with the people that are 18 to 22 before they go to the pros, and specifically in football. Anyways, it's a whole other conversation.
Football feels like they just made the amateur league that's going to be allowed
but
to do that.
Are they going to allow players 18 and 19-year-olds in the AAF? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I would say I don't know. I mean, are
did
they?
See your boy Mindzale signed?
Yeah. He was at the Rockets game last night. Didn't look up at the camera one time.
Why would he?
I don't know. I mean, he was courtside, but he looked like he was on his phone the whole fucking time.
I don't know anything about that, but he did get signed by who?
I'm guessing it's somebody in Memphis because that's where he was yesterday.
That's right. The Memphis something or others. That's interesting. Are you going to watch that at all?
No, I haven't watched any of the AAF stuff. Like, it was on the other day.
I'd like to watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
I want to say it was on Saturday, and I'll be honest, I turned on the Players Championship in golf instead.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in that way either.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of that AAF, George?
Nope.
No. Are you interested at all in it?
Nope.
No.
No, not really. I mean, even the NFL is kind of getting to that point where it's like, I really want to watch this.
Really?
I can't remember the last time, besides the Super Bowl when you guys were over, I can't remember the last time I actually sat down and watched a full game.
And by the way, thank you for having us over for the Super Bowl, and I genuinely appreciate that and the invite and the hospitality. Next time, can you actually get a football game to go on? Because fuck.
That's not my fault.
I think it's all your fault. Blame you. And who else is not here? Kevin. Let's blame
Kevin
him too.
And Henry, who just ignored all the texts and invites to this. That's right.
That
fuck that guy.
Like all right, so let me talk about one more thing about college basketball because I find this interesting too. So do you see all the coaches are getting hemmed up in these like recruiting scandals? Apparently that's a new thing. I don't know, like I don't have any specifics about it, but it kind of goes back to this whole thing. It sounds to me from these stories that the players are getting paid, right? Aren't they?
Players getting paid in college, isn't that something we've talked about in hushed tones forever. The same way we were talking about the rich people paying for their kids to get into school. The players aren't quote unquote getting paid, but they absolutely are getting paid. They're getting
They're not living like normal college students.
Right. They're not living in the dorms. They're not broke eating ramen.
They're not struggling.
Well, let's talk. Do you guys have a problem with that?
Again, it's kind of status quo.
You know, listening to the podcast last time, we know that they're getting paid. I mean, they were getting paid when we came out of high school in 97. So imagine what they're doing now.
Whoa, dating yourself there, George.
Yeah. I was still in high school in 97, you old man. Bastard.
Well, back in your day, George, times were different.
Right. Speaking of back in your day, dude. So,
well, back then.
Back in my day.
We didn't have the internet.
The pre-internet days. Oof, George.
We had the internet in 1997. It was just terrible. Even like the big boom of it was in 99, and it was still shit.
You should play the
dial. Right? You call a fax machine, you can hear the sounds now.
That's right.
What's funny is, so today, Eli was, we had a Jurassic Park, The Lost World, The Fallen Kingdom, the second one, or the second one, you know what I'm talking about? The latest movie.
It was coming on earlier today.
Yeah, and we're watching, and he's getting ready to go to bed, and he's talking, and right before Mama gets back from the grocery store, he said, he's like, so Dad, dinosaurs weren't around when you were born, but what about Grandpa Henry and Grandma Cindy? And I'm like, not at all. He's like, what about Grandpa Dean? And, you know, Grandpa Dean's like 84. And I was like, no, not then either. So we started talking a little bit more and trying to explain it. And he's like, so dinosaurs just, they have at least 1,000 years, right? Yeah. At least 1,000 years.
That's, yeah.
And no,
quite got time.
Right. Nobody is that old that you know. No, son, we're not that old. But
all right, so let me circle this back from dinosaurs back to college basketball real quick, because I kind of want to flesh this out. So we neither one of you have a problem, like a moral issue with players getting paid, right? Just the fundamental.
No.
I mean, you know, the college is making money off of you, so you should be able to get paid, right? College, I mean, what I was going to say, football, baseball, basketball, all the sports, right?
The NCAA.
Nick and I have talked about this. I'm not sure if I've fleshed this out on the podcast, but I do have kind of a solution for that. But what is interesting about it coming out is that we're kind of cynical enough, or maybe, I guess, I don't know, we have our eyes open enough to go, oh, come on, guys, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? That kid knows he's going pro. Everybody knows he's going pro. You know, of course he's not going to college. Of course he's not going to class. Of course he's, you know, driving a BMW or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, of course somebody's paying him. All your stars are taking, you know, with ballroom dancing and, you know, kinesiology 101. And it's like, so okay, you're playing basketball.
So we know that's
you're
going
on. Doing anything. You didn't go there for an education. While, you know, college is not supposed to be a sport vocational school, that's kind of what it's turned into for the elite athletes, for sure.
So that's my point. Well, my original point, I guess, was earlier that we should take college sports and college away from each other. There should be an amateur league out there that doesn't have institutions of higher learning attached to it, right? Because, you know, George, we used to talk about this. You and I used to debate about A&M going to the SEC, and I thought it was a big idea. And you used to tell me that as long as they don't lower their whatever
academic standards,
yeah, the standards, right?
The acceptance requirements,
yeah,
right?
Right? Because that was something that you had a lot of pride in, right? By being an alumni of that institution, right? So there's something to be said about that. So when you let people that don't deserve to be in this higher institution in because they just play a sport really well, what does that do for the overall education that comes out of that place, right? Do these kids really need to be in the institution of higher learning? Shouldn't that just be for the smartest kids, for the brightest kids, for the kids with the most ambition, so on and so forth? Talked about the concept of if everybody goes to college, then nobody goes to college. You know, this kind of concept that these politicians are saying, you know, we should give free college tuition to everybody in the world.
Sure, yeah.
And so what does that do? You know, in a lot of ways, I just prolong somebody getting on with the real life, and it just costs a whole lot of money. And some of these kids don't need to be in
debt. Well, I mean, all you're doing is absolutely ensuring that the next generation gets a huge, huge debt. And the reality is that they can't
pay for.
Well, they can't pay for it, but it's also there's only so many things, so many vocations that you're going to take on after college that you actually need a degree. Your job is one as an engineer. You know, doctors, lawyers, they need degrees. You need additional schooling for all of that. But there's not, you don't need to go to college just to get a degree in liberal arts. You don't need to go to college to get a degree in history. I mean,
I
get it.
They've got classes for floral arrangement now, guys.
Right.
Come on. You don't need to go to college to get a degree in floral arrangement to be a florist.
Well, the point of getting the degree, though, is so that you get obviously, a better starting salary at your first job. But is that really the point of the degree? Couldn't you just go make the money and get the job experience?
I think y'all were talking about this last time, right?
A little bit. Yeah, we touched on it.
Number one, you were talking about the college players, Josh, and I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, it does water down. There's no, it's not really an institution of higher learning if you're just letting the guys come in to play a sport, right? If they didn't really get to that point. But at the same time, it goes back to what I guess you guys were talking about the last time as well. Is now it is everybody goes to college. That's where you go. That was not what we did when we were kids. I mean, the smart guys went to college. Everybody else, they got some kind of a trade, right? And they learned that trade and they made good money at it. And whether it was a electrician, a plumber, a construction worker, whatever, you had to work a little bit more with your hands, but you still made good money. They don't do that anymore, right? That's especially the further end of generations. You tell your kids are going to college, right? It's what you tell them from the beginning. Who goes and grabs their kid and puts a set of boots on them and says, you're a dumbass, you're going to be a construction worker now? Nobody does.
Or who says, I want to be a construction worker? Or if you work hard, you can be a construction worker, right? I
mean, exactly.
There's in a lot of ways, you know, we're talking about, you know, there's a certain level of, like, you know, breaking bricks, and nobody wants to be like just a manual laborer. I'd say nobody, but you know, that's not something that many people to aspire to. So I understand that kind of, you know, I want my kid to have a better life, right? That's what you want as parents, you know. Like, I'll ask you guys are parents, right? Are you going to tell your kids not to go to college? Are you going to tell them, you know what I mean? That's a question that we all have to kind of deal with as we kind of deal with this, right? Again, you know, we want our kids to have the best. Go ahead.
Well, your girls are pretty smart girls, right? They're well read. You've educated them, stuff like that. So I mean, they're top of their class. So I could see them saying, "Yeah, you're going to college." Hey, if you got a knuckle dragger as a kid, hey, tell the kid he's a knuckle dragger. Grab him some boots and go. And they're not doing that, right? They're saying, "Let's go spend $50,000, $70,000 on education for something that means that I got an associate's in, I don't know, basket weaving. What the hell is that going to do for you? There's nothing." Where's the parent that sits there and says, you're wasting your money, you're going to end up with a $70,000 debt, which is basically, I don't know, half a house in debt.
Don't spend all that money.
You're going to end up having a payoff, and you're not going to be able to do anything with that degree.
Go get a job right now with some growth. You know what I mean? There are plenty of jobs out there that you can get in right now, entry level, with very, very little skills, minimal skills,
but you can grow
into the job.
So you like to talk about that. So do you think it's irresponsible of the colleges or the major university to even have that kind of curriculum, knowing that the jobs out there for those people aren't going to make them pay back the loans they're taking to go to that university?
I mean, the university is in for itself, right?
So the university, it's a for-profit business. You're telling me they don't turn a profit?
Well, but I mean, the point about a university is it's.
I get that it's an institute of higher learning, but let's call a spade a spade.
Well, now it's a business.
Yeah, they're all a business. I mean, that's what it is.
The cost of college has gone so up. The government helped that by backing all the loans, right? This is a big cycle. It's a big cycle of everybody getting into a whole bunch of shit. And I mean, we can you know, go down that rabbit hole of why it all sucks.
Yeah.
But I think the more interesting conversation is, like, where do we go from here? Like, what do you tell your kids? You said, you know, like, oh, I think your kids are well-read and this and that. So was I, George, and I didn't go to college, you know? And college, you know, just because...
No, I don't...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well-read. I mean, but I don't know how much you talk about your kids on here, but I know Gabby's very smart.
Yeah, yeah.
She's up and she's doing the stuff that AJ was doing the other day with the GT stuff. So she's not the smaller, the bottom 50%.
Sure,
she's
I get all that.
The top 5 to 10%.
I get all that, George, but so was I. I was doing the same shit. So was Nick, right? Even the bright kids, college may not be for them. Specifically, if it's being taught the way the rest of high school is being taught. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I didn't feel like going to college was gonna open my mind any. I've learned way more, and I talk about this a lot. I've learned way more by, you know, going and reading a lot of books. You know, by listening to podcasts of people that I find interesting. Listen to history podcasts or people that go, hey, listen, you know, the stuff that you learned in high school, there's way more nuance to the history than that. And that stuff's really interesting.
But that goes back to what Nick was saying too, right? If you take the core ones that used to be the engineering, the doctors, those type of thing, if you wanted to be that, then you had to. But if you chose a long time ago, it's like, I don't want to do that, then fine, don't go, right? if AJ comes in tomorrow, hey Jordan, hey Dad, I think I want to be a florist. I'm not going to send him to college.
Right. Okay.
By the
so
way, if he walks up and calls you and George, is that because he's in florist? Is he in black belt training? Does he call you George now because he's in black belt training? And he thinks he's a grown man.
No, because I'll still kick his ass. He is in black belt training.
I see what you're saying because he said George.
Just walk up and call you by your first name because he, you know, he thinks he's going to be a tough guy.
Dad?
No, actually, it's still Daddy.
Oh, that's still good.
Yeah.
But he will be testing here in 2 weeks, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
What is he testing for?
His
junior black belt.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a whole process, right, George? Yeah. It's a very, like when I heard you when we were over there last time, I didn't realize it was. Obviously I understand getting a black belt is a very in-depth process, but I didn't realize it was as in-depth from this point forward. What he has to do is go basically back through all the other belts and retests and et cetera, right?
No, I mean, even right now, I mean, we didn't even take him do anything for spring break because for spring break, they're training every day. Usually class from Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow,
it's getting nuts, man.
He's got to go do some commas training because they're training them on some new weapons and stuff like that. They make them train 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah. Gabby's starting to get like that. She's got a meet coming up, and so they're doing like private lessons on Sundays and all kinds. It's getting insane, man. It's getting insane.
Nice.
That stuff's fun.
Nice.
Anyways, all right, so we started this conversation about
college basketball.
The tournament.
Basketball, yeah.
We hit on the fact that the players are getting paid. We're all comfortable saying that the players are getting paid. Not right. All of them, obviously, but the ones that aren't getting paid, they're the dummies.
Right. As far as I'm concerned. The stars, the ones that everybody knows are going to the next level, they're already making money. Now, whether it's – obviously, it's not going directly into a bank account.
Don't all of them need to be making money? I mean, should they? Let me do my solution, George. Here's my quick solution for college sports. And this really is for football, but we can put it for basketball too. So I think that it is immoral that NCAA doesn't let you sign your own likeness, right? So, for example, if someone wants to give me $50 for my signature, that's my fucking signature. You know what I mean? Someone wants to take my picture and pay me $20 or sign a picture of my face for $20, like Pete Rose, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, but how can I not take money for that?
Right.
Just because I play under some goofy amateur rules? That's ridiculous. Okay, so here's what I suggest, because I think there is something valuable about not giving kids the money right away. Because, you know, they should be going to class and maybe not driving the BMW or whatever. Maybe they have to work a little hard for it. And here's the solution. All right. So it's a tiered system. You're able to sell your likeness, and we can define that, you know, at a later date. But basically, kind of what I described, up to a certain dollar amount. Okay. Did we say dollar amounts at one point?
Yeah, when we talked about this
$20,000 your first year or something?
It was, I don't even think it was that much because I think the total dollar – I mean, let's just say we came up with $100,000, right? If you go all 4 years.
So basically, the way it would work, George, is your freshman year, you would get a certain dollar amount that, you know, that would be put into a pool.
You can earn it for your jersey signatures and photos.
Say the local car dealership wants you to come shake some babies and kiss some hands or whatever. You know, that you can make $500 doing that. Yeah, you heard me right. All right, so freshman year you get X amount of dollars that go into your pool. Sophomore year you get a little bit larger amount of money that goes into the pool. It accelerates.
Well, and I think that we also figured basically that junior year would kind of be the capper because not necessarily would an athlete that's going to go pro stay and play a senior year. A senior year would kind of be like a icing on the cake, if you will.
But the
reality is, you know, if somebody's that good, they're not going to stay around all 4 years anymore.
It depends. But this system is it has a couple caveats to it, and here's one of them. So basically, in order to get the money, so let's say you have $100, you maxed out on your 4 years of college football, right? As far as endorsements are concerned, you've made $100,000. If we say that's the number, okay. The only way you get that money is if you graduate college. First of all, you have to get a degree, okay? So in that 4 years, you have to graduate first and foremost. Secondarily, if you get drafted, I think we said in the first round, if you get drafted in the first round of your sport, you don't get that money. That money goes back into a pool, and that goes to, you know, we divide it amongst the rest of the rest of the student athletes, right?
Right.
So if you're going to be first round drafted, you don't get the $100,000. That goes back into a pool. But everybody else.
Because you don't need it.
Everybody else gets the money. And the idea is that if you're a middling college athlete and you're not going to make it in the pros, right? You're going to be an engineer. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be this and that. You get to end your collegiate career with $100,000 in the bank, and that's going to go a long ways towards maybe paying off some college debt. Well, if you're that good, you maybe get a scholarship, but maybe buying your first house or, you know,
right, you've got
setting
money
up your
and
next
you've got
career.
An actual degree, so
yeah,
there you go. That would be the plan.
Anyway, so that was something that we kind of rolled out.
So the question there would be, what universities do it right? Because everyone always thinks about the big schools, right? But at what point? Do you do just put like a Prairie View, right? Prairie View's there.
Are they D1?
They're
Prairie View's D1, right? They're Division
One
school.
They're in the tournament, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I would say yes, that they fit it. I mean,
every college athlete fits it.
So who pays for it, right?
If you're doing an appearance at a car lot, the car lot is going to pay for that personnel to show up, right?
Johnny Manziel was playing at Texas A&M.
So you're not saying that the school pays for it.
Absolutely not. This is money.
There's a cap to what the amount of money you can make.
You can earn every year that you're in.
Johnny Manziel was accused of selling signatures when he was in college.
So who creates that pool that you're saying then?
It'd have to go through the college institution, right? So basically,
that's what I'm saying. It has to be created by somebody.
Yeah, so we can work this out. So Johnny Manziel back in his heyday at Texas A&M, right? Local car dealership wants him to come spend a Sunday afternoon. We're going to pay you $1,000 to be there, okay? They actually pay the college. That money goes into Johnny Manziel's pool, right? So again, he gets to earn up to a certain dollar amount per season in college. And it could be as simple as a shoe deal. Maybe Adidas wants to have, you know, you're such a good, you know, what's the guy from Duke, Zion, right?
Yeah, Zion.
They want to give him a shoe deal now, right? We want to give you $100,000. We want to give you $100,000 shoe deal. We're gonna max out your college fund in one shoe deal. We're gonna pay whatever the tiered system is for $100,000. Sure. You wear our shoes in college. You know, you can renegotiate afterwards. But for Nike, that gives some goodwill. So maybe you want to sign with me afterwards.
Right.
It fills your pool, you know. And there could be a situation where maybe you have to pay two for one. Also, I just thought of this. Maybe you have to pay, the college gets, you know, so $200,000 $200,000 has to be paid, and $100,000 goes to the kid, and $100,000 goes to the college. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out a way that we can get some kids some money. But right. The other idea is think about the middle of the road kid. Maybe he only gets $20,000 in 4 years, but yet he gets to start his life with $20,000. You know what I mean? And a college degree. That's pretty freaking cool.
That's not coming out of him going to the car dealership. That's just coming out of this pool.
No. It depends.
The middle of the
group guys, they're not going to get anything.
Let me explain to you how everybody in college football specifically, and probably college basketball, would make money, and that is how the video game is done. NCAA makes all the money on the college football video games, right? So every player would get $1,000, let's say. You know what I mean? That would already start your pool on something. So there could be something like that. Maybe you can get, you know, $1,500 per player per year or something. I don't know, but I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be divvied out just in the video game. So you can see there may be a national TV right for the Big 12, for example, and a certain amount of money for that gets negotiated to each player. Like, you can easily see how this could be monetized for the players pretty quickly.
Right, well,
and
even
situations.
If they got a piece of the existing, you know, there are plenty of jerseys, not just basketball and football, that are sold, you know, baseball jerseys. They're sold with numbers on them. Obviously, there's no names on them. But it's still a likeness. It's the same thing in the video game, the likeness rights. You should get something for that, some sort of reimbursement, some sort of monetary kickback. Because right now, the NCAA and the college gets the full amount, and you get nothing as a player. And if you take anything, you're breaking the rules, subject to losing scholarship and losing your opportunity to go to the next level and actually get paid. So if you take that pool
again,
system.
I completely agree. I mean, I think the kids are screwed. It's just you'd have to figure out the details of the pool, right? The college kids should be getting paid regardless. They're making these schools ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, we're in agreement there. How they get paid, I think, is something for debate, because, you know, they are getting what we would all value as a college education on this, right? We would value that, whether the kids value that or not.
If they actually went to class and got their education, then
Well, the problem is, even if they went to class, they're not capable of learning it anyway the majority of the time. They got into school the wrong way the first time.
Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break right here.
We're going to refill and come right back. All right, Josh, so let's shift gears from the tournament here and want to talk about
The news,
and it's always, you know, the news always has doom and gloom and death, and, you know, today's no different. There was that shooting in New Zealand, the Christchurch, where they killed, I don't know how many people?
50, I think, people 50 died.
50-something. There was a bunch of Muslims that were shot while in... two different mosques. And, George, off-air, we were talking briefly, and you had mentioned something kind of jokingly, but
you know, I've heard it already, and it just doesn't make sense where you were like, yeah, somehow they're going to blame Trump or trying to blame Trump, which I haven't dug into that, but I felt like that was going to be the first thing I heard. And it was one of the first things I heard from the periphery was, you know, this is all a result of Trump's policies in America. I'm like, how does one thing have to do with what's going on in New Zealand? What does Donald Trump being an asshole have to do with that?
Let me give you, I know, George, you want to talk about the Trump thing, but let me give you a little bit of, I don't know much about this story either, but I'll give you a little bit of some of the things that I do know. And because there's a manifesto, he wrote a manifesto and posted that. There's also, during the shooting, I don't know if you guys know this, but he live streamed the shooting. He had a GoPro on his body while he was shooting. Yep. And a couple things were going on during that, which the New Zealand government was trying to get it not only shut down during, but right afterwards, anybody who was posting it, they're trying to get it shut down. Right, which is also interesting, and we'll talk about that here in a second. What else did I find interesting? Oh, his manifesto. The day afterwards, I tried to find the manifesto, and just because I'm curious, and I'm, you know, what would compel somebody to go and do this? You know what I mean? And I couldn't find it anywhere. And I looked, and I know how to look for things. I eventually did find it, and it ended up not being as difficult as I originally made it. But it was interesting that it wasn't out there in plain sight to see. You know what I mean? It was very, very contained. And the other thing, if you get into the manifesto, there was some really weird shit in there. I mean, he had some really weird shit. It was like almost a bit of a troll. You know what I mean? He did say...
and I talked about this before where what's this...
The OK symbol?
The game.
I don't know about
gotcha
that.
Or whatever.
I don't remember that one, but he did say something about Candace Owens was his inspiration, but she was too radical for him. He couldn't even do some of the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. He also said, let me see what else. I'm trying to think. There's something else. Oh, he said that he learned ethno something from Spyro the Dragon.
Perfect.
Yeah. So there was some like really weird. That's a game with little purple dragon, yeah, George. If you didn't know,
I had no idea what that was.
Yeah, and so there's some stuff in there that was really troll worthy, but there was also some stuff in there about how he hoped that this would cause a riot and he would cause chaos. Basically, he thought that in his perfect world, what governments would do would try to take all the guns away, and what people would do is revolt against that, and that would bring down society.
But New Zealand did take away the guns already.
Right, and so...
They ban assault weapons
I'm going to finish my little speech with this. I saw the very best, and it was actually in a cartoon, and it was something like the terrorist wanted to cause chaos and cause the government to take guns away, so that the people wouldn't have guns anymore, right? And so they would revolt and fight the government, all right?
Uh-huh.
So basically, New Zealand goes and does what? Takes all the guns away.
Yeah.
So the answer to the question is, terrorism works.
Well, of course it does. September 11th was a huge example of terrorism works. It changed everything in this country, in this world for us. Of course it works. You get an absolute response. I think what's insane is, you know, and we were talking about it briefly offline, George, and we can bring it back, was, you know, you mentioned Trump, and I know you were joking about it, because I had heard that too, and I was like, come on, listen, I don't like the guy in any shape, form, or fashion, but something that happened in New Zealand is not, there's no correlation between what he's doing and a direct result there. I mean, there's just as much of a possibility of anything else happening in the world that makes the same correlation, right? There's no strong connection. It's just people saying, I don't like Trump, so somehow this is his fault.
Well, the part of the Trump, and again, I'm not a Trumper either, right? But to the day, it's like, whatever. But everything seems to be, because Trump is all about the majority, right? He's not about the minority. And that's where everything's been leading for years, is the minority has a voice. Well, shit, when's the majority have a voice, right? At what point does the majority speak up and say, you know what, this isn't what we want anymore? And that's why people, in my opinion, that's why people voted Trump in. It was like, okay, bullshit. The majority's going to speak. And on top of that, we're going to go ahead and use, because we have the strongest military and because we're one of the richest countries in the world, we're going to use, and we're going to use that to our advantage. We're not just going to be beaten up all over the place. So now people see that as he's anti everything that's a minority. So Muslims still are a minority. So anything that comes up, it's a minority now, and now it's Trump's fault. And that's I mean, look at the stuff. I think it's. I mean, I know you guys watch the news as well, and I know Josh, you really watch the news, right?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, not watch it, but you read. You know what I mean, right? So, it's what you see on the news. You can't even go to CNN and get the news anymore, right? They're already putting on there that, oh well, look how fast New Zealand banned guns compared to what we had on a school shooting. It's like, what does one have to do with the other? I mean, it's a shooting's a shooting, but you're exactly right.
Yeah, they praise the quickness of the reaction from New Zealand by saying, look at New Zealand. We should take note. Right?
So we should take note and do the knee jerk reaction exactly. To disarm the public.
Well, he said that he could use any weapon of his choice, but he chose guns.
AR-15 specifically, yeah, because he wanted that to be in the news.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rob, if you didn't catch that, Rob chimed in and said that he said that he could have chose any weapon to do that if he wanted. He chose the weapon on purpose just to get the rise and get the reaction.
His manifesto is interesting. There's a lot of talk about American politics in there. There's a lot of talk about...
Does that strike you as odd?
I didn't even realize...
Yeah, it's super odd.
Why would a guy attack two mosques in New Zealand, have a manifesto about American politics?
Yeah, I mean, it was laced with Trump. And
so is he an American terrorist that struck another country?
You want to hear the conspiracy theory thing that I heard?
Sure.
Apparently, during the melee, CNN went from reporting four suspects to suspect. And somebody who speculated that... I'll put it like this. So apparently, the FBI, when they catch quote-unquote terrorists... a lot of times it is the FBI putting out bait to catch these terrorists to the point where maybe they provoke them to do something in order for them to get a catch, right? And so this person was speculating that this guy didn't really want to do this, but yet he was kind of coerced into doing this. And really he was just kind of a troll of a person.
Anyway, he's trolling with that manifesto. To me, I bet you he's sitting there going, let's see if all of my theories of which news media is going to do what and who's going to do what. Let's see if it really happens. And I guarantee you that's what he's sitting there laughing. Maybe. Like Nick says, does terrorism work? Yes, because people knee-jerk react.
Yeah.
Well, and it
and nobody sits there and says, you took my rights away. They just say, well, this is what needs to get done.
Mm. Yeah. What's the quote? I think Ben Franklin says, those who will give up their rights for protection deserve neither.
Right.
Something like that.
It's those who give up their freedom for security. Go.
That's what it
deserve
is.
That's neither.
Better. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, man. And I see people still, you know, I saw a right wing guy today say something like, I still don't see why civilians need military grade weapons, you know.
So, because, oh my God, we talked about this.
First of all, George, I
love your mother, George, but. You know, we talked about this last time we were at your house. I can't. I stopped following her on Facebook, and I'm sure she'll never hear this, and that's okay. And if you do, Juanita, I'm sorry. I don't see anything you post.
We do love you.
I do love you, but I cannot. I cannot follow you on Facebook anymore because you are the most angry person at random things, and then you fixate.
She is.
Like when anything that happens with the shooting, there was 27 posts in a row, and then there's the same post like six times in a row in that span of 27 posts.
Yeah, she's...
You know what I'm talking about, George?
She's a bit obsessive. Bless her heart.
I love her. I love her to death. Yeah. but to be honest with you...
Anyways.
Sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Make it off.
No. It's that commercial, right? It's true because it was on the internet. She's like the poster child for that.
Yes. Yeah.
And those same people...
Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Those same people, and not necessarily your mom.
You taught us to go... investigate, get different sources to actually figure out what the truth is, and you're not doing it.
Question it.
Dude, you know what happens is, and I'm seeing this recently with one of my neighbors who's in that same age demographic. He's a little younger than your mom, but it's the same thing. Here's the first thing, runs on it with like a bloodhound. Doesn't want to know anything else. Got it. Yep, I've got all the information. You heard three words.
Yeah.
Got it. It's
I read the headline. I pretty much know exactly what the article is all about.
Yep. I got it.
I hate it.
Right. The word libertarian. Oh, so you're a Bernie Sanders supporter. Mm. You believe in the lefty liberals. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? I said libertarian.
Yeah, it's not libertarian.
No, that's not. That's
but
not
that's
the same
that.
Thing.
That's that generation. As much as they taught us all this good stuff. When it comes to news and media and computers today, let's just be honest, they're confused.
The boomers.
It scares them.
The boomers are scary.
Too fast.
The boomers are very scary. It's a very scary. They're getting older.
Yes, they are.
I'm telling you, listen to this. They're getting older. and they're getting crazier. Like, I mean, listen, they're largely the people that, you know, help put these politicians in place that
Have been there for 37 years and 62 terms.
Well, I was going to say that if, I mean, listen, the Iraq War turned 16 years old the other day. Do you know that?
Really?
The Iraq War could probably get a job somewhere in the United States.
Wow.
If it needed to. You know what I mean? Like, it really should get a job. It's that old.
When you say the Iraq War, you mean specifically once we invaded Iraq?
No, I think after
9/11.
After 9/11, yeah. I think
because
maybe it's Afghanistan.
We went right after, obviously, 9/11. We went to Afghanistan.
It's probably Afghanistan then. One of those. Listen,
all the Afghanistan War is 18 years now. That was in 01.
Okay, then it is like
so. It was the Iraq War, and actually, you're right because I saw it today on one of my Marine Corps pages that there's now an actual Iraq campaign ribbon.
Let me throw this at you. Did you hear about? I think it was Nancy Pelosi said that we should lower the voting age to 16.
Oh, I saw John Davis. Do you follow John Davis? You remember John Davis?
I do, but I don't think I follow him.
On Facebook, he put it there, and it was a picture, and it said, he's like, this is how you really mess with the lefty liberals. And it was the button that said, lower the voting age to 16 because of responsibility. Increase the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21 because of responsibility. Or not responsibility, but maturity. It was 16 for voting based on maturity, and 18 to 21 based on maturity.
Yeah.
And it was like that'll make their head explode because they can't decide which way.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just funny.
What do you think would be behind moving the age to 16 just because they think that they'll get more votes from young people?
It seems like they'd be easily manipulated.
Absolutely. Rob agreed with that. He said they'd absolutely. Okay. Of course you can manipulate a 16-year-old. They have their own opinions, but they're very opinionated. I mean, you remember how opinionated you were?
Well, not only that, right? You're further the further and further you get away from real life and a job, right? You even at 16, you struggle to find a job. You don't even know what the fuck a tax is, FICA tax, right? You don't even know what the fuck a tax is.
Right, I know what this
is.
You
might
know
a little bit
about FICA is, but why should
you
take
You know a little bit about taxes if you get a job.
30% of my check.
Right.
I try to teach my kids about taxes just by like walking up and eating half their food. Taxes, bitch. Taxes.
I was just saying, was the only other thing Josh...
Don't eat my Doritos!
The only other thing Josh is going to teach them about taxes is that taxation is theft.
All taxation is theft.
Right, this is the illustration... To the T. You like that
walk
sandwich?
Walk up and eat your fucking
Doritos. You like that sandwich? Yeah, I'm going to take this piece of it. No, and you cut a piece off, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm taxing you. It's mine. My house.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, what do? You go to a 16-year-old, and you make, they don't know any better, right? They haven't even been out, and they're still in the house. They don't have a real job.
Could you imagine?
Not paying for cars. They're not doing what a 16-year-old did. You know, 40 years ago.
No shit.
So,
like the 16-year-olds today, they don't want jobs. They don't want to drive.
Oh,
what's
back
going
in your
on?
Day, George. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Oh, man. That was a different time, my man.
Dude, Josh likes to try to pull this shit with me, so I'm glad you're here, the much older one now. And I see how I put emphasis on the much older. What a dick. But
how am I older? By 3 years? I
mean, aren't you 40 already?
You're right there, my friend. Don't
I'm
worry
in
about
my
it.
Mid to late 30s, sir.
Josh likes to emphasize.
You're not in mid, by the way. You're done with
he
the,
said mid to late. Mid to late. He's in the mid-late part of the mid-late.
No. He said mid to late. He's not in mid. He's late. All right? Give up the mid. There is not the two.
Right. You're on the back half of the second half.
And you're basically right there.
Also known as the back quarter. Yeah.
Shit. I'm on the right side of 40. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we need to talk? Do we need to take some time talking about your life crisis right now, or are we going to wait till later?
What are you talking about? My life crisis?
Midlife crisis.
No, midlife crisis? I'm doing good.
Where you're not even being able to admit how old you are.
No, I'm good, George. I scored 2 goals the other night. I don't know if you know, but I play a little soccer ball sometimes.
Well, it also depends on who you're playing with.
I know.
I love Josh. He's basically a professional athlete.
Listen. I'm taking this gender fluidity thing to the next level. I am the best over 30 women's soccer indoor soccer player this side of the Pecos. Oh. That's all I'm saying.
Do we need to get a pool of money together to pay you as well for playing soccer?
That would be nice.
In a girls' league?
Is that an option? Hey, listen, can you guys put together some Bregman money for me? Because I sure would like to make $100 million
Dude,
over the next 6
I'm
years.
I'm so glad we signed that guy. That extension.
And didn't they just give him like $600,000?
No,
that was his first contract. No, that was his first contract.
Check it out.
He was getting paid dick.
This is what it was. So he's I don't even know if he's arbitration eligible. What, whatever it was.
This is the extension on that very first contract.
He had an option for a tender. Okay, so but basically the Astros are like, we'll tender you whatever, a certain amount of money. And he says, no, I'll play for the minimum. He's like, no, I don't want your bullshit fucking $100,000 bump or whatever. It was like $640,000. He's like, no, I'll play for the $320 or whatever. Right? And so the news that came out, I'm sure you heard it, was Bregman disgruntled over extension talk or something like
right,
that.
Right, because it wasn't.
And so his deal was, I'll play through this contract, and next year I'm arbitration eligible. And so arbitration, you know how that works. Basically, the Astros would offer you a certain amount of money, and you say, no, I think I'm worth this. And you go to an arbiter, and he decides how much right. you're worth. Based on you
which
know,
is what
your performance.
Carlos
so
Correa
so
just won
right.
his this year, so
right.
next
and
year that
I don't know
happens,
how much he
right.
made, but he made a bunch of money, and Bregman would have made a bunch of money, but so
right,
then
but
that was like 2 weeks ago.
Not
so then the Astros
got,
turn oh. around and they go, okay, let's just do 6 years, $100 million, and homeboy got paid.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad. That's awesome because we have him. We have Altuve locked down. We're going to have Correa, and then the last one we got to get is Springer, and we've brought
I
in
think,
some
how about
arms
this? So,
and. We locked down Presley and Osuna. So our back end, our setup, and our closer, we've got them through 2021.
Yeah, they're set for a couple years. I think the interesting thing with this is going to be Correa, because I think the Astros wanted to extend Correa maybe last year, and he said, no, I think he wants to test free agency. And I think he's looking for that Bryce Harper money.
Well, and speaking of that, I mean, so we can't glaze past that. I mean, Bryce Harper got, what, 14 years, $430-something million, right? And then Mike Trout, 2 days ago, picks up 13 years, $330?
$430, I thought.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. I flip-flopped that. Bryce Harper got the $330. Trout yeah. got the $430. And so I'm talking to Sergio the other night, and I appreciate what good athletes these guys. They're amazing athletes. Let's not discount that, and they're both young. Mm-hmm. But add 13 years to them, and then I asked a simple question. I know my answer. I'm nowhere near the athlete. I was at 26 years old.
Right. In your
40s. I'm 39, and there's no way I'm the same guy I was at 26. None of us are. So when you pay somebody, yeah, I get it. They're early mid 20s.
So
but they're going to be they're going to be 35. They're going to be 34, 30 through 37 the last 4 years of that contract.
Yeah.
They're not worth that money.
Well, you have to understand that that's a top loaded. You have to kind of think of it as I'm overpaying you for
up
6
front, sure.
years of your prime. And for Mike Trout, you're like, oh, come on, the guy's an MVP. You got to do something
Trout's
there.
A monster.
I read somewhere that what was Mike Trout's? It was 12 years, $430 million, I think.
I think it's 13, but 6 1 half dozen younger.
And with Bryce Harper, well, how much did he sign for?
He
how
signed
long,
for
how long did he sign for?
I think his was 13 for $330 million.
Okay, so Bregman was 6 years for $100 million,
right?
So you're getting half the time for the both player and team, but for a third or a quarter of the price
right,
in some situation.
Less. Yeah,
you
sure.
know what I mean? So for the Astros, and also I also saw a stat just yesterday. You look at those guys' playoff stats, and now Bregman's had way more playoff experience because
right,
they won
his
a World
numbers
Series.
Are way better.
But in the playoffs, Bregman was fucking awesome. I mean, he is a stud. I think he's a much more clutch player than Bryce Harper for sure. Mike Trout's just fucking
awesome. Mike Trout is just a
so
beast.
You know whatever. I mean, Mike Trout's he's on the next level. I mean. I would probably take him over every Astro, including Altuve, other than the fact that I love Altuve and all my Astros, so fuck Mike Trout.
Sure.
He plays for another team, but I mean, he's legit. I mean, good for all the players getting all that money. I mean, I think it's a really shrewd move by the Astros. I really think this is a good Astros move. What do you think, George?
No, I agree. I mean, I was surprised when they were talking about $600,000, $600,000, and it was like, I mean, he did a fantastic job. I mean, I don't think we would have been where we were at last year if it wasn't for him.
You kind of like, shit, don't piss him off.
You got to reward the guy.
Yeah. Good. I mean, good for everybody. What I think is interesting, what's going to be interesting in a couple years is when Correa comes up for free agency. Because so far he's turned down extensions. And I think he has Scott Boras as his agent.
Yeah, of course he does.
Which is the same one who has Keuchel as his agent.
Dude, who doesn't sign? Who doesn't have fucking Scott Boras?
I mean, if you want to get paid, that's...
How do I become Scott Boras? Like, my whole job is to just help you get a good contract some endorsements. I mean, what kind of shit is that?
He's done it all for the biggest.
You go
names.
Be a stud, and I'll get people to pay you to show up. That's a great job. And by the way, I'll take 30%.
Show me the money.
So I think, Astros start next Friday, right? Is that something like that? 28th, something like the 29th?
They do start on the road. They open first in Tampa. Home series. Yeah, there's like four in Tampa, and then we're home the first weekend of April.
Yeah.
And
you guys going that weekend?
I think what was finalized this evening with Nicole was that's what she wants for her birthday is tickets to opening day. So I'm going to see if we can get some.
Her birthday's the 30th?
March 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. And man, she will be officially crossing that 4-0 barrier.
Oh, man. Your wife's old, too. We should do that escape room again. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of
fun.
I've talked to a lot of people. Y'all want to do that for my birthday? Hey, y'all want to do my scotch, my bourbon dinner for my birthday? We're doing a bourbon dinner for my.
I do want to do your bourbon dinner.
We'll talk about that in a second.
A bourbon dinner. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, it's a bourbon dinner. It's like four bourbons, and you eat food, a course of food, every bourbon tasting. It's pretty cool. Let me throw you guys let me talk to you guys about something else that happened this weekend. So, and I think both of y'all would love it. So we went to the 1960 St. Patrick's Day Parade. Did you guys see pictures on Facebook and whatnot?
I did.
We had an amazing time. It reminded me of the old crawfish boil days. Basically, you just got up there, you posted your truck up, people had tents. They had coolers. They had music.
Coolers full of beer and
they
stuff
had,
out
they
there?
Had, there was a guy walking around selling Jello shots. There were people walking up down the street. They closed down 1960.
But they let
like
you sit
miles.
Out there and drink with your cooler?
It was one of those deals where I didn't see any beer bottles out, but no cops. All the cops were saying was just get back off the street. They had people with tents there. Jessica's grandma was like, next year I'm going to park my car here at like noon. That way we can come pull a truck up and back a truck up.
We used to have so much fun at Crawfish Festival.
We
got to
do that again this year. I think we should do the Crawfish Festival again this year.
Why don't Crawfish Festival, do they allow you to do what we used to be able
probably
to do?
Probably not. We'll have to do it different. But I'm telling you right now that we would have so much fun at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we got there at
Tony and Audrey have been talking about it because they live right there off of TC Jester, 1960.
So they drive right up.
And I'm going to go ahead and give you their physical address so if anybody's listening, they can go rob their house. Anyway, when we were coming back from Galveston, they actually said, hey, be careful, do not come down 1960 because they're shut it down.
Yeah.
But the last couple of years they've been trying to get us to go out, they said it's a blast.
It is a
and
lot
they,
of fun.
Exactly what you're saying, they shut it down, everybody's just hanging out drinking, it's a nice time, everybody's having a good time and just watching the parade.
I mean, the kids love it because they're throwing candy and beads. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, beads and candy. It's a proper parade. And they had a couple helicopters flying over, lots of music and crazy. There's the group next to us. We must have had the greatest group ever. They had like a big boombox speaker and they did every single like black line dance song in the history of dancing. And the Cupid Shuffle, the Cha-Cha Slide. I mean, they were the wobbling. I mean, it
now,
was
here's
awesome.
The question, Josh. Were you dancing?
No, you know what's so funny
don't
is
lie.
No. Listen, let me tell you
no,
something.
No, because they're just, black line dancers.
No. I know all those too. You know that. You know I know all those dances. No. So what's funny is I was completely sober out there, and Jessica's like, "Man, we should have brought some beer." And I was like, "If I had two beers, I would be out there fucking dancing." And the girls, just you know, my kids were out there kind of dancing and having a good time. Sure. There was one little girl out there that was doing back handsprings. I mean, she was back handspring. She did some kick, flip, split thing. It was quite impressive. She was probably 10 or 11 years old. I mean, it was almost worth the price of admission, which was zero, to just to watch the people next to us because they were awesome. There's one lady in a little like leprechaun hat. At some point during the parade, she got in the median of the parade and was dancing, and it was like, holy shit, that's our girl from that's our neighbor right there. She just now became part of the parade. How about that? Anyways, it was we had a lot of fun. The kids had a lot of fun, which is all it was great, but I'm telling you right now, with a couple of beers, That would have been reminiscent of the old crawfish days where we used to post up for 16 hours.
Dude, I do miss that. I won't lie.
Well, it's coming up. It's coming up in a couple weeks.
We should do that.
See if we can do the old stuff back. I don't think they'll let us back in there, though.
Not the same way, but, you know, Jessica and I was telling Jessica the other day, we've never done the carnival with our kids. We've never gone into the crawfish festival and done the carnival and all that. So I want to go this year. We should plan a trip either way. Maybe we'll let the listeners know. We'll have a listener meetup at the Crawfish Festival. That'd be fun.
Fair enough.
No,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it used to be so much fun to do that.
We're older now, right? So, yeah, now
you're much older,
places.
George.
Well, part of that, like, I know that Eli older. Would have a good time. I know that Gabriel would absolutely have a very short expiration period there.
Yeah.
He would enjoy being outside for a while, and he would enjoy having people around because he'd still be able to, obviously, he'd want his movies playing. But
loud and lots of people doesn't do well with him, right?
You can get away with a little bit of extra time when you're outside, and if you can move around. And the good thing there is obviously you'd still be able to walk. But I mean, I would say no more, and I'm talking probably absolute pushing it to the max, 4 hours out of Gabriel.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It would end up being fun, yeah.
4 hours is a lot of time. Nick, we're not...
Dude, we used to be out there all day long.
I know, it's no, you're no spring chicken.
Yeah, but we were also sitting out there drinking since like 11 o'clock until...
Do you remember the 1 year when we brought... So much fun. 1 year we brought like... Like, we had kids. We had brought, like, baby pens.
Yeah.
Packing place. And then, remember that we had Jägermeister on a pump? We had, like a gallon of Jägermeister with a pump.
I don't recall this at all, Josh. Jägermeister on a pump, but no. I don't think that at all.
No, we had, like, a hand pump on the Jägermeister. Anyways.
George said he doesn't remember it either.
No.
Yeah, because you guys drink too much.
I'm the only getting old and you're forgetting things.
I'm getting old. I might be getting old, George, but you are old, so...
Well, better memory though. Go ahead.
All right, so we gotta end this thing. Let's wrap. Let's get out of here. George, you have fun tonight?
Yeah, wasn't bad.
We'll have to bring George back again.
Yeah, we do, George. I appreciate you taking your time this evening.
It's like sitting at the bar talking shit, but I'm drinking from my house instead.
Yeah, it's just like that. And we're gonna record it and send it out to the world. You can send it out to all George's subordinates. That's the
you know
first
what we did mess
do.
Up on.
Well, at
today,
at the end of the day, there's a lot of George Garcias. So
yeah, I know. I right. started to search you on Skype. There's a bunch of you.
Well, you know what we did mess up on though at the very beginning. We need to make sure we get before we get into closing. Is that Tadatus? Obviously, you can find us at
if you stuck around this long. Yeah.
Tadatus.com, TADATAS.com, Tadatus Pod on
Twitter.
Tadatus on Facebook, Stitcher, Google Play,
iTunes,
and Apple iTunes.
Man, wherever
the
we're
hell is Stitcher?
Stitcher's a podcast app. Come on, George.
Man,
you
really
olds, and not knowing technology. I'm telling you what, man. Oh man.
He just called you olds.
He's an
plural.
Old.
That's funny.
He's one of the olds.
That's comedy.
Another.
That's comedy. And that is the outro music. So,
hey, listen, we do this thing at the end, George. We call it What Are You Into? And what we do is we tell the people, our loyal fans, all the cool stuff that we like to do in our spare time. So do you have anything maybe that you're into that you'd like to share with the peoples?
I just like to wake up in the morning and not die.
That's good. That's have dreams.
So
that sounds like olds. Olds, yeah.
First and last time George has ever on
the
show.
That's the olds in me.
George, next time be more prepared, okay?
Right.
did I tell you guys about the Wars of the Roses book I'm reading?
Yes.
I fucking love it. It's really good. Fucking King Henry VI, that fucking pussy. You know, his dad fucking won France and then fucking died. And then that fucking pussy just gave it pretty much back. You know what I'm saying? And that's some bullshit, so... That's what I'm into.
All right, well, and what I'm into is still the same as last week, but I'm going to have a little add-on and kind of an op-ed, if you will. So what I'm into is still reading the Walking Dead comic or graphic novel online, having a blast there. It's cool to catch that and see how it was written originally versus the show, and I'm enjoying that. But I wanted to end on one thing that we didn't talk about earlier, and I really wanted to make this point and drive it home, was that Christchurch thing in New Zealand.
Yeah.
What everybody, the knee-jerk reaction was to take guns and talk about how that's going to make them safer, when the root problem was this dude going after a different religion. The problem wasn't the gun. The problem was a crazy guy going killing people because of their religion.
That was
the problem.
The guy's the problem. It's the guy's the problem. The guy, not the gun. The guy's the problem. So. All right. Let's get out of here. Nick, George, thank you so much for joining us. Nick and George, what do you guys want to do next time?
Same thing we do every night, Josh.
What's that, fellas?
Try and take over the world.
Boom.
Boom.